I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. An Islamist group holding two French journalists hostage in Iraq says it's going to kill them today unless France revokes a ban on wearing Islamic headscarves in schools. That ban takes effect when French schools reopen this week. With us now from Paris is the editor of the newsweekly Le Nouvel Observatoire. That's France's biggest newsweekly. He's Laurent Geoffrin. Mr. Geoffrin, what is the mood in France today as this deadline is here?
The mood is of a national unity against the terrorists. There's been a consensus not to change the law and not to compel to any terrorist demand.
I'll just note this law came into effect in the last year as a way to kind of smooth over relations. It forbids the wearing of any overt religious symbols in public schools, and
yes.
That includes headscarves, most prominently.
Yes, that's right. And we have a special tradition in France of absolute separation between the education and religion. So we decided that with a unanimous vote in the parliament, we decided that only a discrete religious signs could be admitted. It means little crosses or a hand of Fatma for the Muslims and that sort of thing, but not a scarf because it's too conspicuous.
The French government has undertaken major diplomatic efforts in the Arab world to try to get the release of these hostages. Is anything happening there?
We hope at the moment we speak that terrorists will understand that they have no chance to influence the state of things in France in any respect, because all the Muslim authorities in France have condemned the action and they all have accepted not to ask for any change in the law. And there was a solemn declaration of Ahmed Boubacar, who is the chief of the most important representative of the French Muslims, saying that it was a French matter and that there should be no interference of any kind coming from a foreign country, and especially from Iraq. It's a message of unity between the Muslim minority and the French Republic.
France famously opposed the invasion of Iraq and the war to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Is there surprise there that French journalists are targeted in this way?
Yes, it's a surprise because until now the French had been spared. But people are very conscious in France that even though our policy is what it is, the Islamist groups are foes of the Western world as a whole. But it's clear that the fact that we took this position, the French government took this position in Iraq, is the reason why many Islamic organizations around the world are making a pressure upon this group to release the hostages. But it's not the reason why this policy was chosen. This policy was chosen because, as many Americans do as well, the French government thought it was a mistake.
Laurent Geoffrin, editor-in-chief of Le Nouvel Observatoire in Paris, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.